This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Douglas Kelly. He's part of AIM West. How you doing today, Douglas?
Oh, wonderful. Doing well. Thanks for having me on today. Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. So for those who may not be familiar with AIM West, what is the mission of the organization?
Well, essentially, we try to forge that common language between technology and marketing types. And, I mean, as you may know, the two strengths tend to work together on projects within corporations or as, two separate organizations may come in and help a third. So they're two different types of animals, and so we try to bring the two types together and kind of forge, common relationships. And so we generally start out events with networking for about 45 minutes, and then we'll have a speaker or a panel of speakers talking about a specific topic that generally either pertains to technology or marketing and media.
Okay.
So that's predominantly what we're about, and it's most often the third Wednesday of the month in the evening, but we have had breakfasts and lunches. It depends on the speaker and the size of the potential crowd and things like that. So.
Now, what type of tech industries are represented in your membership?
We have, just IT professionals, break-fix type people. We have full, land administration types. We have companies like the one that I represent, Evolve Solutions, that do full internet business development. So they may come in and set up servers for a company. They may come in and set up web experiences from e-commerce to just straight websites. We also have others that do internet security, things along those lines. And we even have some law professionals that specialize in more technology-type law that will come out.
Now, on February 20, you have Keith Brophy's Tech Trends coming up. It's always a very popular event for you guys. I've been out to quite a few of them, always enjoy them. Where will this year's be held, and is Keith giving you a taste of what's on tap for it?
He's not given a big taste. He's still putting together a couple of ideas, but we're going to be holding it at the Loosemore Auditorium on Grand Valley's campus.
Okay.
And that's always a nice venue. And he's kind of bantering about this idea of having kind of like ring girls and boys carrying across, the number for the next tech trend and having some fun with that.
Okay.
So kind of making it, and you've been, that people will fire off some questions, either believing or disbelieving the trend that he's, positioning. And, just kind of makes the dialogue fun from a Q&A standpoint.
So for those who haven't been out to a Tech Trends before, essentially, Keith, these are things that he sees on his radar, is things that are going to be hot for maybe the next year or the next few years, correct?
Up to the next few years. He predicts 5, 7, and 10 years out, and he runs somewhere between 7 and 10 trends that he sees. Mm-hmm. And he's predicted things like underwater kites creating electricity. He predicted the iPhone, tablets. He's predicted the Retina displays that we see in today's monitors. And he's gone so far as to predict some things that, from a medical standpoint, we might put into our bodies to monitor certain things.
Okay.
And not just, like a pacemaker, but, full-on monitoring your blood pressure and your glucose levels and things like that.
Okay.
And these are already starting to come to fruition, so he's really had his finger on the pulse. And he generally starts out an event talking about previous predictions and if they've come true or not, and spends, 5, 10 minutes kind of discussing those.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been spot on for a number of different things. He's been doing it for 12 years. We've been hosting it for 11 now, I believe.
Okay.
So it's been going on for a little while.
Now, you also have another event coming up in March, Navy Crisis Communications. What's going to be presented with that event?
Well, this is the second year that we're having the Navy in. The Pentagon is sending someone to talk about crisis communications this year. Last year, a gentleman came, a lieutenant commander from the Pentagon, and talked about how they do more social media. Honestly, he ran social media for the Navy. And right before he walked on stage, he was tweeting about an airplane that had gone down in Utah.
Mm.
So, as the event progressed, and then he and I had a chance to talk afterwards, it kind of sounded like something that might be a good event for this year to talk about that crisis communications, because it was a good story, it was a good lead-in for his topic. And quite honestly, planes go down, people get injured, fires happen, and how does a PR professional in, the DOD manage that? How do they get that word out? How do they talk about that? And the types of language that they need to use. So I think it would be great for anyone in a PR profession or at a company that may have had some crisis that they needed to manage, and whether they did it well or not. And not all the time do companies manage PR well. And it's a matter of, in my opinion, communicating effectively. So why not have one of the largest organizations in the world talk about it?
Sure, and they've dealt with some pretty extreme situations, obviously.
And obviously, something that we wouldn't really deal with here, but,
right.
We can have an oil spill, right, in West Michigan. We mm-hmm. can have things like that go down, and how do we discuss that with the locals, right?
So. Now, looking ahead, what are some of the other events that you've got coming up?
So here again in the spring, we have our Spring 501, which is a straight networking event, so mm-hmm. there won't be any education, but it's bringing all of the strengths together to hang out and talk and get to know each other better for, a couple hours instead of 45 minutes. And we'll supply some food, and, of course, there'll be a cash bar. And we might be doing some fun things. In the past, we've had lawn games at Mangiamo's and some other fun. So it's more of a fun way to get to know each other in West Michigan. So.
Now, what are the costs for the events?
For our 501s, they're free.
Okay.
For our educational events, there's some cost involved. So if you're a non-member, it costs $20. Mm-hmm. If you're a member, of course, they're free. Unless we bring in a good size speaker, that there may be some additional costs involved. So we brought in Google one year, and I believe it was $50 for members and $75 for non-members. And we've had a couple of social media confabs where there was, again, some nominal cost involved, but it was an all-day event, too, so you kind of expect that.
Now, if someone wants to become a member of AIM West, what's the cost, and where can they go to sign up?
We have a few options. You can go to aimwest.org, and you can become a single member at $75 per year, which, as soon as you hit, three events, you're pretty much on track to cover that. And you can become a corporate member as well. And there are some sponsorship opportunities that provide some seats as well. So if you wanted to become an event sponsor, you can bring some people with you and talk about your corporation. We allow for a table and some paraphernalia and banner or whatnot, so you can talk about your company and bring some people with you. And so we also have yearly sponsorship options available where you'll have five seats that you can have any five people in your company come to an event for free. So it gives people with more than five employees in their company additional exposure, so you can have marketing people come to more of a marketing and media focused event, and your technology people come to the more tech events. So some great options there. And corporate membership, you get five seats per corporate membership, and again, you can rotate those people as well. And all those options are listed on our website.
And what's the web address?
aimwest.org.
Perfect. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Douglas Kelly from AIM West. We've been chatting about the organization, and we've been chatting about their upcoming event, Tech Trends, coming up February 20th at Loosemore Auditorium. Thanks so much for joining me, Douglas.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having me on. I appreciate it.